Mike Wilhelms, the head basketball coach of South Harrison. South Harrison's in the semifinal game tonight of the Hamilton tournament. Got a seed upset in the first round. Beat Lathrop in the first round. So they'll get, and they also get Gallatin coming back after they just got done playing them. But we'll get into that in a moment. You finished up the South Harrison tournament when we visited last. You lost all close game in a game you probably had a chance to win against North Harrison. And then the third place game had Princeton, and really a Princeton team that you caught playing their best stretch of basketball. While you dominated at the outset of the conference game with them, they must have had a much, much better start. And it was what South Harrison had to play from behind most of this game.
Yeah, that's correct, Stuart. We didn't. I don't feel like we played very well in our tournament there here at South Harrison. Didn't shoot the ball particularly well and didn't play very good defense. But credit Princeton, they really purged since last time we played them, and they came out ready to play.
Okay, you did have a couple games that followed the next week. Then first one of those were Milan. These are all positioning games, or at the time, you know, positioning games for where you're going to be at within your crossovers. Beat Milan, jumped out to a quick start, had plenty of control of the game. Whether it was the cleanest game you've ever played or not, I don't know. But you were never necessarily really threatened in the game.
No, I don't think we were. I thought we showed a lot of improvement on the defensive side of the ball, especially since from the last time we played Princeton. But offensively, we sputtered at times a little bit and was a little bit stale. But overall, I was pretty proud of their effort.
Okay, you did have Gallatin at the end of the week, and a Gallatin team that they had kind of a blip in the loss in tournament, had a seed upset in the first round there. I think they were battling a little sickness. But for the most part, been awfully good this year. In fact, in your division, they've been probably the most consistent team in the GRC East behind maybe Trenton. So you're talking about a good team, and it looked like you played pretty well.
I thought we played extremely well. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well percentage-wise. I thought we missed quite a few shots. They were good shots. You know, they just didn't fall. But I thought defensively we defended them pretty well because they are really good. They got a lot of different weapons they can beat you with on offense. And so I thought we defended them pretty well and played good defense. If we just could have made a few more baskets, I think it might. You know, we could have been there in the end.
Now, apparently, Neely Carnes had a good game, and South Harrison has had good post play this year. And to me, at least, that is the difference between them being really, really difficult to beat and being a lot more vulnerable at that point. One thing Gallatin has is they have some length. So she's always been pretty good about being able to shoot over somebody who's smaller than her. Apparently, she was able to do okay against players that are about the same height.
Yeah, I thought she played really aggressive down low. Again, you know, she missed a few baskets that, you know, we'd like to have back. She'd probably make if she shot them three more times. But she was aggressive going to the basket, did a great job getting rebounds for us, and defensively going against their size, I thought she did really well too, you know, staying out of foul trouble and playing good defense.
Okay, you had Lathrop first round of the Hamilton tournament, seeded a little lower, but again, there's some balance, I think. To me, outside of even Trenton, there's a lot of balance, I think, within that tournament this year, and it's kind of proven out of the first round. Certainly your game could, you know, take a step toward you know, proving that or you know, making that assumption valid. Beat Lathrop 40-35. First of all, in a 40-35 game, was that a game that was South Harrison's pace, or does Lathrop, do they want to play the same way you do?
I don't know. It was kind of a weird game. It just didn't seem like, you know, I thought both teams were playing really good defense. Didn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of opportunities to kind of pick up the pace on either side of the court. So it was just one of those games where it was almost like a defensive grind, I thought. But, you know, I thought we did, again, I thought we played, excuse me, I thought we did a great job on the defensive side of the ball. Had some good shots down low. I thought our post was pretty strong down low. We didn't shoot extremely high percentage, but we took really good shots. And so, you know, defensive, I think we just said, hey, if we only score 10, we're going to have to hold them to 8, was kind of our mentality going in.
Well, if that's the case then, and if you can play defensively, I would think as a coach, If you get that in your hip pocket, I think you'll take that every time. If you play consistently defensively, because you just can't do very much in the offensive end in terms of consistently. It's much less reliable anyway.
Yeah, I think it was a great learning experience for us, too, because we, in the past, we've kind of struggled a little bit trying to force some things offensively when they weren't there, and I thought we did a great job of that against Lathrop. You know, we didn't force it and was trying to make things happen that weren't there. We was taking what they was giving us and playing smart, so that was a big plus for me coming out of that game.
All right, so you got to your next game now with Gallatin, and you didn't win the game the first time, but it kind of sounds like you would take that same type of game, you know, as what you got last Friday, if you could just maybe hit two or three more shots?
Yeah, certainly. I think if we can come out and play at that type of effort again, defensively, you know, I think we, you know, made a few mistakes, but, you know, we work on those a little bit. We just got to shoot the ball a little bit better and play really good defense against them and kind of hope they have a bad night, you know, because we're excited about getting the chance to go back and get them again because the girls kind of felt like they let that one get away and had a chance to get it, and they didn't finish. And so, but it was a good effort, and so we're excited about the opportunity.
Okay, that's Mike Wilhelm, head basketball coach, South Harrison.